students were reaching through the online degree programs. Much as the nursing program, it is an opportunity, a second chance in many cases for students who have begun a program for them to complete. But in many cases as well, half of our students are master's degree students who are pursuing professional development through the online program. Well, Candace talked a good bit about big data, and certainly we're engaged in this process through the kind auspices of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has funded a predictive analytics reporting grant, of which we were fortunate to be included at the inception. Now we have 16 universities, 6 million data points, and we're collecting deep data on students at colleges and universities around the country. And we're finding some surprising items, and I'll mention just these two. First, that students who concurrently enroll at UIS and a community college are far more likely to persist. About 90% of those community college students in a three-year tracking study persisted at UIS, which is superior to those of most community college students. And the students who take at least two online summer classes, those of our residential or on-campus students, are significantly more likely, in fact, twice more likely to complete their degree in fewer than 4 years, 18% in complete their degree in 3.5 years. These are data that are actionable. This is information that we can use. So these data on a macro level are very important, and certainly as we implement adaptive learning in individual classes, that too is significant. Significantly, we'll be able to improve our classes. Under the auspices of the League for Innovation, we and our two partners, the Penn State University and the University of Massachusetts, are offering a 1-2-1 program that is patterned after something we've been doing here in Springfield, well, really for 14 years. That is enabling students after they have completed 1 year in a community college to progress toward their baccalaureate at UIS. While they continue to take community college courses, perhaps for the lower tuition, what's interesting about that model is that when students enter that model, they have two libraries, the local community college and UIS. They have two learning centers, two sets of tutors, the two advisors, the home advisor at the community college is working with the advisor at UIS. Those kinds of advantages, I think, significantly serve the students in the degree completion. This particular project is really with a very large community college, Coastline, in Orange County, California. California faces a very severe physical environment, current reports are that 250,000 students and qualified students in California are unable to enroll because seats are not available to them at the community colleges or the California public university system. Another approach is really mastery learning, and this too, another project really kind of on the cutting edge. We're working with Portmont, that is a new associate's degree granting institution based in Denver that is selecting students in an alternative way. It's interesting, they're not using grade point, they're not using ACT or SAT. Rather, they invite students to a virtual boot camp. And those students who express, who demonstrate tenacity, who demonstrate a level of literacy, but more importantly, the stick-to-itiveness to complete a project are the ones who are admitted. And we've been selected by Portmont to be a degree completion program for those students. And of course, we're really anxiously awaiting those students who will be joining us in the coming semesters. These computer, as you know, Marie introduced me first to the concept of adaptive learning as we prepared a presentation, gosh, I think it was about a year ago, CCME it was, yeah, down in Florida. And